Venting my outraged spleen, the last bastion of a middle America. It's 17 minutes after 8 as we enjoy another glorious day together. I got some nectarine on the line here. We're discussing the possibilities of progeny. You mean to tell me you would never, ever, under any circumstances, have any children?
That's right.
Not one?
Not one.
You don't have the urge to hold a baby in your arms and feel it nuzzle your breast?
Never.
You don't feel the urge to get up in the middle of the night and calm a little infant crying with your motherly warmth?
No.
All right, well, when you're an old bat lying there alone, and there I am with Raoul and Camouche around my bedside. There I am with little Raoul saying, Daddy, can I get you some more coffee? Can I wash your feet again?
Okay, now that's just a view it takes, because you're a man, and you don't have to have the baby. See that? We got to go through 9 months, turn into a porker, then after you have the baby...
Now, you don't have to turn into a porker when you have a baby. I've seen ladies have babies with just a slight paunch.
And if
and if you do
hear that one at.
Hey, let me tell you something. Most women use having a baby as an excuse to be a porker. They eat, well, I'm eating for two. Yeah, let me have another piece of cheesecake. But if you just go about your normal life, you don't have to turn into a big fat slob. And then if you do a little exercise afterwards, that thing will snap back.
Yeah.
But no, 90% of them just say, well, I had the baby and my figure went to poop, so now I'm stuck. Well, let me tell you something, young lady. If you use just a little bit of your brain, maybe you could have children and still maintain your feminine dignity. Jeez, hell. Maggot line. Stand to and report.
Yeah, man, who's this?
Hey, when I answer the phone, you speak up right away. You got that?
Hey, yeah, whatever you say, man.
You sound like a real drugged out loser with a penchant for the unemployment line.
Drugs? You do drugs?
I don't do drugs, no.
Oh man, then I gotta quit.
You better knock it off, buddy.
Okay, man. Hey, man. Like, am I going to be on the radio?
Buddy, you are on the radio right now, making a total buffoon of yourself.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. You shouldn't be sorry. You couldn't help it. Listen to your parents. What about your parents? Look what they raised. Look what they brought on the world. You vermin, who can't even express yourself without using the vernacular of the drug-induced. Let me tell you something, young man. If I were you, I'd involve myself in some rehabilitation prontissimo, because your life is going right down the tubes.
Hey, man, you want me to send you some?
All right, I'll see you later. Jeez, I can't believe it. There's a maggot with no patience at all. I tell you, maggots everywhere. And singing on music TV the other night, he is truly...